Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on storage for virtual currencies. With me today, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what are virtual currencies and what compliance requirements affect them? Over to you.
So first of all, we need to realize that we have been using virtual money or virtual currencies since we've had online banking. So right now, if you've got a bank account, you technically use virtual currency. The difference here is that we're now talking about fully digitized currencies, i.e. currencies that are typically not printed out as legal tender and that are actually stored on a network. So if you look at Bitcoin, which would be the main digital currency at the moment, we need to understand that Bitcoin is actually an open source protocol for payments. And that's Bitcoin with a capital B. Bitcoin with lowercase b is an actual payment value or tender, so to speak, digital tender, whose value fluctuates. As of today, you can get $373 roughly for a Bitcoin. And that's a cryptocurrency, i.e. a currency that is hosted on an open network that is fully encrypted. With Bitcoin and with any digitized currency, there is no central bank because it's an open source protocol and it doesn't belong to a state or a union of states such as the United States of America or the European Union, for instance. It's therefore very hard to regulate, and whilst you can buy and sell without having to use a trusted third party, people typically use cryptocurrency exchanges, which are often not subject to any regulation. So most states want to regulate for a number of reasons. They want to implement consumer protection, fraud and anti-money laundering, data protection, but also they feel that they're missing out on some tax opportunities. What's interesting to understand is that some countries have already started to regulate. For instance, the Central Bank of Bangladesh has threatened any Bitcoin user with 12 years in jail. Bolivia has completely banned the use of Bitcoin. France and Germany have started to regulate about taxation around Bitcoin. And in the United States, four states have already started to issue regulation and guidance. In Ireland, the Central Bank of Ireland has started a working group, whilst in the UK, there is already a working group well underway with regards to regulating the use and the security of virtual currencies.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the implications for storage and backup of the use of virtual currencies? Over to you again.
So when you use virtual currencies, you can either store your currency online or offline. Essentially, at the end of the day, you're storing an encrypted file. So you can store it, obviously, on a USB key, on an external hard drive. Some people use their smartphones because they can use applications that allow them to double up as a digital wallet to trade in virtual currencies. And other people prefer to use the cloud. The main issue really with storing cryptocurrency is the security of the currency that you're storing. Is it fully secured? Can somebody get access to it? And also, can you track the currency, i.e. the movement of currency? With the open source protocol that we're using, there is a publicly available list of all the transactions on a site called blockchain.com. So users can track any type of transaction that's done by the virtual community using the currency. Having said that, even though you can track back down to an address, the address is not necessarily linked to a user per se, because you can actually anonymize your address. So one of the issues here is, how do you actually track the currency and make sure that if a file that was stored by you and that belongs to you is no longer there, you can actually trace it back. And that's one of the main issues with regards to storing cryptocurrency. Best practice advice in the industry today is to use a third-party provider that has a secured digital wallet that also allows you to double up as an exchange for cryptocurrency, and that is somewhere on the cloud. In an ironical type of way, we are actually going back to physical security, because if you store your digital currency on a smartphone and you actually lose the smartphone, in most cases, you'll actually lose the currency. So, and you'll have no way of getting it back. Whoever actually ends up with your device, if they can get onto the device, will actually have access to the currency. So I think we're going to see some movements on that over the next few years. It's also very likely that we're going to see some new cryptocurrencies coming out, Bitcoin being one of them, but there's already another five or six that are worth looking at the moment. And the storage and backup of the currencies will be an area worth keeping an eye on, because security is paramount, and you'll see a lot of people in the security industry trying to improve the security of cryptocurrency, and especially the security of its storage.
Thanks, Mattia. It's a fascinating topic, and that's the end of the podcast for now.